taken really from this passage of Scripture. In the beginning, God. If you can't believe Genesis 1:1, you're going to have a problem with the entire Bible. Genesis chapter 1:1. God is the creator of this world. The Bible says he fashioned it and he formed it. He spoke it into existence. Our very philosophy of life is stemmed from this passage of Scripture. Now, most people act as if they simply were dropped down in creation and have to entertain themselves until they die. But we as Christians are sent by God into this world just as Jesus was sent into this world, and each of us have a mission in our life. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, in the beginning, the Bible says, now this is not the beginning of God, because he has always been. He is eternal. But this is the beginning of time, the beginning of creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to be here. I pray, Lord, that you would work in our midst. I pray that you would speak to hearts and help us, Lord, to have a greater purpose in this world, in our life. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. From Genesis to the book of Revelation, as we read the pages of Scripture, if we are an honest Bible student, we are confronted with the reality that God is. God is. The Bible teaches us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For first, we must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, nowhere in the Bible does God try to prove himself. God doesn't argue the fact of his existence. He just gives us simple truths of his revelation. Seen in creation, God is heard in our conscience, and he's revealed in his word. God just simply says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible teaches us that God is. You know, I think it's imperative today, as we are considering eternal realities, that we understand what God expects of us in time, what God expects from us. You see, God has a purpose for our lives. We are not here by some chance. We are not some purposeless people that, you know, we must entertain ourselves to fulfill our days. God has a reason for us. I want to look at that reason this morning. I hope it'll be a challenge to your heart. Number one, if you're taking notes with me, would you write down the reality of creation? The reality of creation. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, we understand this morning that God is the creator of all that is. We understand that God created it, and we know that what we are to do with God's creation, because God teaches us. Now, in our world today, there are really three explanations of the existence of matter, and you've probably heard of these. The first is the Bible truth, creationism. God is the creator of all. By his power, he spoke this world into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. God spoke this world into creation. Where did all of it come from? Where did everything come from that we see today? Well, God made it. He is the creator of all things. He is the Creator. And so this is creation. This is God's creation. And then we have evolution. Evolution in our world today would teach, our world would say that evolution, that all matter came from nothing. Within the concept of the philosophy of evolution, they would say that there is no creator and that everything came by chance. In fact, William Provine said this. He said, Darwinism is not just about mutations in fossils. It is the comprehensive philosophy stating that all of life can be explained by natural causes acting randomly, which implies that there is no need of a creator. And if God did not create the world, he notes, then the entire body of Christian belief collapses. And really, evolution is attack against the Word of God. It's attack against God himself. And so there's creationism, what the Bible teaches. There's evolution, what the world teaches. And then I don't even want to mention this, but I'm going to anyway. There's also theistic evolution, which people believe that God created the matter and he set things in motion and created forces that cause it to evolve in our present condition today. This is not taught in the Bible at all, but this is how people explain how things came to be in our world. Now, we understand this morning, and the Bible is clear that God is the creator of this world. Would you say an amen to that? God is the creator of this world. Now, how do so many people believe that which is false today? How do many people struggle with these thoughts? Well, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, that they are willingly ignorant of. Listen, they make a choice to willfully deny the word of God and the complexities of this world. The reality is they choose to believe a lie. They choose to reject the word of God. And yet, I'm glad the Bible makes it clear for us. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And verse number 9 of Genesis 1, and God said, in verse 11, and God said, in verse number 14, and God said. I'm simply saying today that our God is the creator and God is in control of our world today. He is the creator of all of it. And I'm saying to you that to believe that God is the creator of all things, that it's not a crutch and it's not a cliche and it's not an easy way out. Listen, we must believe the Bible. What does God have to say? Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, this is faith, the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We believe by faith that God created this world. We believe by faith that God framed the world by his words. He spoke it into existence. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God created the worlds. God is the creator of all that is in our world today. And this is important for us to believe. This is fundamental in our life for us to stand upon. The reality, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all. He is the creator of all things in our world today. Listen, if man is not made for God, then why is he happy only in God? If man is not made for God, then why is he only happy in God? You see, God teaches us that he is, and that he is the creator of all things. Not only do we notice the reality of creation, I want us to notice number two, if you're taking notes, the reason of creation. Proverbs chapter 16 in verse number 4. Would you turn there with me? Proverbs chapter 16, the 16th chapter, the 4th verse. Proverbs 16 in verse number 4. The Bible says this, Proverbs 16 and verse number 4. The Lord hath made all things for himself. The Lord hath made all things for himself. Now, I believe that this would solve a lot of heartaches in our world today. I believe that dreams that we believe have been shattered and things that come into our life that we believe that we don't deserve, unfulfilled expectations would be realized if we understand the reality of the reason of creation. And the reality is that God is not here for us, we are here for God. God is not here for us, we are here for God. You know, there's a lot of people in our world today who believe that God is just a genie in the bottle. And that you can just, you know, ask God anything and he's there to serve us. He's there to come running to us. When we are pressed, when we're up against the wall, that God will come to us and he'll give us our great desires. He'll give us all that we want and all that our hearts desire. Listen, the Bible teaches us that God created us for him. Now listen, the heavens understand why they were created. The Bible says in Psalm 19 verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Not only is God our creator, but understand that God created everything for his glory. Romans chapter 1, verse number 19. Would you turn there with me? Romans chapter 1. And notice what the Bible says in the 19th verse together. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 19. The Bible says this, Romans chapter 1, verse number 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has created everything. God has created everything to bring glory to his name. This is a revelation of who he is. The Bible says his power and his Godhead, so that we are without excuse. You see, the way that we live our life ought to bring glory to the God who created us. We are to live our life for the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, All things were created by him. That's the reality of creation. And for him, that's the reason for creation. We are to bring glory to God in the life that we live. This is our purpose in the life that we live each and every day. You see, we see the reality of creation. We see the reason for creation. But I want us to notice also this morning the responsibility of this creation. Now, I hope you understand this morning that we are created by God. Isaiah chapter 44, verse number 2 says, "Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb." We are God's creation today. God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. You are who God wants you to be. God created you. He formed you. And God has given you a responsibility. Isaiah 43, verse 1, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee." We know there's a declaration with this creation. O Jacob, Isaiah 43, verse 1, "He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring thy sons from far and thy daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." We are created to bring glory to God. You are created to bring glory to God. We have a responsibility in our life today to bring glory to the God who has created us. The reality of creation is that God is the creator of all things. The reason for creation is to bring glory to him, and it is our responsibility to bring glory to the Lord. Now, I understand this sounds simple this morning, and in theory, it makes sense. But in practice, we have a huge problem. In practice, we have a difficult mountain to climb. You see, there is the problem of sin. The very essence of our sin has separated us from the very glory of Almighty God. You remember the very desire in Lucifer's heart? Lucifer was a created being by God. He was created to bring glory to God. And yet Lucifer didn't like that. Lucifer didn't like that idea. Lucifer wanted all of God's glory for himself. Lucifer wanted to make his own decisions. Lucifer wanted to call his own shots. Lucifer wanted to be in charge. And yet, friend, listen to me. We have the responsibility today to bring glory to God's name. Would you turn with me to the book of Revelation? We are in the book of Genesis, the beginning of the Bible. Let's go to the end of the Bible and look at the revelation of Jesus Christ in the fourth chapter. the 11th verse together, Revelation chapter 4. And notice what the Bible says in the 11th verse together. Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11. The Bible says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things. That's the reality of creation. And for Thy pleasure, they are and were created. That's the reason for creation. The Bible teaches us that we are to bring glory to God. And I hope that this Sunday, the Lord's Day, on this wonderful long weekend that you're here, I hope that on this Lord's Day that you would examine your life and you would look at your attitudes, you'd look at your appearance, you'd look at your affections, you'd look at your amusements, you'd look at your actions and your activity, and you ask yourself this question, am I bringing glory to the God who has created me? Am I bringing glory to the God who is worthy of glory, who's worthy of honor? It was the Apostle Paul who wrote to the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth had some problems. They were concerned about themselves. They were carnal. They were fleshly. They were walking in the Spirit. They were walking in their own flesh. And Paul writes to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, and says, Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 20, the Bible says, For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. God is not here for my pleasure. I am here for His pleasure. God, help us today to live our life for the glory of God. Now, as I close this message this morning, I want to give you some practical truths this morning, really to bring this all together. How can I glorify God with my life? Well, number one, we know God. We must know God. Now, I did not say we must know about God. I said we must know God. Would you turn with me to the book of John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter? John chapter 14 and verse number 4. John chapter 14 and verse number 4. Notice the conversation here with the Lord Jesus and Thomas. John 14 and verse 4, the Bible says, And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? I love what Jesus said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. By the way, he didn't say, I am a way or a truth or a life. I am the truth, the only truth. I am the way, the only way. And I am life. The only way and source of life is found in me, he said. No man cometh unto the Father but through me. Jesus is going away. He's encouraging his disciples. He said, listen, in John 14, if you believe in God, you believe also in me because I am God. And in this passage of Scripture, he says in this Scripture, I am the way. I am the way to my Father. I am the truth, the only truth. And the only way to know God is through me. John 14, verse 7. The Bible says, If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. We know God by knowing his Son. We know God by knowing his Son. And we must know God today. You say, why? John chapter 13, verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Listen, God is glorified through the work of Jesus Christ, and we know God through the Son, the Lord Jesus, and this brings glory to God. We are created for God's glory, and it begins at salvation. I hope you know Jesus today. I hope you know the Father through the Son. I hope there's been a time in your life where you've turned from your sin, you turned to Christ for salvation. We have to know God. But notice number two, we must live for God. Look what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5. Would you turn there? Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16. Not only are we to know God, but we are also to live for God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16. The Bible says this, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You see, Jesus is the light. Our light is Jesus. And Jesus is the light of the world. And may others see Jesus in us. And as they see Jesus in our life, they glorify God. And this is our purpose as God's creation, to know the Father through the Son, and that others would see the Son through us each and every day. This is why God created us. You see, only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. So let your light shine that others would see Jesus in you, that they would glorify God who is in heaven, because that is God's purpose for our life. The reality of creation, God created us. The reason for creation, he created us to bring glory to him. We need God. God doesn't need us. The responsibility in creation is that we would bring glory to him. It begins with salvation, and it continues through sanctification, as others would see Christ in us, and they would glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word. And Lord, we thank you for the incredible opportunity that you have given to us to glorify your wonderful name. And Lord, you are worthy. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. And I pray you would help us, Lord, to worship you, to love you, and to follow you with our life. Lord, I pray if there's an individual here that is not a Christian, I pray that today would be the day of salvation, that they will call out to your name today. For your word teaches us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I pray that they would come to you for salvation today.